Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, I am particularly focused today, and I am bound and determined to calmly go over all the news and all of the video and audio clips that I have today. They run the gamut. News like this: DHS now testing new thought crime detection technology. SWAT team and riot police called on dancing protesters Saturday at the Jefferson Memorial, shoving and roughing people up until they kicked them out of Thomas Jefferson's memorial. We have, obviously, blood was everywhere. 63 killed at Syria protest. And that's, the numbers went from 5, 20, 63. The numbers are growing. And the media here in the U.S. is hailing it. In fact, the AP headline, Israeli troops battle protesters in Syria. And then it lists the dead. Regardless of whether you support Israel or not, or don't support Israel, it is doublespeak, it is doublethink to say they battle protesters. They mowed a bunch of peaceful protesters down who were kicked out decades ago when Israel took that area of Syria. They were protesting, holding their keys in their hands, saying they wanted their homes back. And how is this hypocritical? Well, we're told that the new war in Libya, I'm sorry, that's not a war, a kinetic action that wouldn't be a ground war and would last days, see, lies, is to stop Gaddafi from killing peaceful people when there's no proof of that. Oh, you've heard it in the media, but they've always been forced to then later retract it. And no rape teams armed with Viagra, similar waving the bloody shirt, propaganda operation as saying Saddam's people were throwing babies out of incubators and stomping their brains out. I didn't really like Saddam Hussein, handlebar mustache and all. I don't like Muammar Gaddafi. I don't like dictators. I don't like big government. I don't like guys strutting around in military outfits. I don't like our corrupt government. See, it's not that Iran's good, the U.S. is good. It's Iran's bad and the U.S. is bad. It's not Israel good China good. It's China bad, Israel bad. Look at history. Governments, 99.9% of the time, are corrupt criminal institutions. But they play this game where we're supposed to choose who we support, who we like. Well, I don't choose any of the above. I don't have allegiance to any of these groups. I have an allegiance to the Bill of Rights, Constitution, and Declaration of Independence, because it's the best document ever produced, and it produced the most wealth, and it produced the freest society the world's ever seen. Certainly wasn't perfect, but humans aren't perfect. There's no such thing as heaven on earth, Valhalla on earth. Humans are imperfect. There's no such thing as a utopia. Anybody promises you they got a utopia, in every case in history, they deliver a dystopia. They deliver a nightmare. We have incredible news, and I don't have the staff for this, but I do need to assign some of the people I've got to marking down predictions I make, because I make them constantly. They come true constantly. Many of them are pointed out by listeners, simply so that new listeners, the reason it's important to point out when we predict things accurately is so folks understand we know what we're talking about. I've been saying for the last 6 months, every week on the week at least, that right at the time they try to pass cybersecurity, that massive false flags will be launched on the internet. They're trying to pass it in the coming weeks. They're trying to pass a world government ruling on it as well. You notice all the hack attacks have started up right on time. Meanwhile, the U.S. government admits, along with Microsoft and Google, they've recruited the hackers and they work for them. We're going to break that down. The incredible news on the economy, the E. coli, and the biggest news is straight ahead. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is Sunday, the fifth day of June 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific, 3 to 5 Mountain. The news websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. And we are streaming the radio show in a full four-camera video streaming shoot at PrisonPlanet.tv. I think it's important at the beginning of this transmission to point out that liberty is rising. People are becoming less and less gullible. Folks are beginning to wake up to the way this planet really is run and operated. And a lot of exciting things are happening. And evidence of how exciting this awakening is, my radio show is number one conservatively, according to every Google Analytics, Alexa, Shoutcast tracking system. Number one radio show in the world on the internet. Over 500,000 podcast listeners a day. Over a million people tuning in off and on a day to the streams. Over 3 million people a day now listening on AM and FM affiliates. On average, we're getting three new affiliates a week, many of them top stations in the biggest markets in the country. We're also, of course, on XM, Global Shortwave, WWCR. The point is, the fact that my radio show, as hardcore as it is, as shocking as it is, the public and station managers and radio listeners and sponsors have gotten to a point in this country that things I was talking about 16 years ago that were seen as howling at the moon nuts are now more and more being seen as common sense, because almost everything we predicted has now unfortunately come to pass. And now I'm breaking down what is going to happen in the near future and the long-term future, and folks know to listen. Now, to be clear, I'm not the smartest guy in the world. I don't claim to have all the answers. I have studied history. I've studied anthropology, sociology, psychology, criminology, and those that know history are not doomed to repeat it. So you're an expert in football, or you're an expert in selling insurance, or you're an expert in gardening. I'm an expert in geopolitical systems and systems analysis and studying civilization, because I love knowledge. I love history. I find it absolutely engrossing. And I am constantly, whether I'm jogging or whether I'm driving or whether I'm even dreaming, thinking about this information. And so that's how I've been able to so effectively break down what's happening. Now, I have just an incredible amount of news, and I'm going to be calm here and try to cover it all. And because I am bound and determined to cover all of this news and information, we're not going to take calls today. But you're not just going to have Alex Jones for the full broadcast. Max Kaiser, BBC host, RT host, Press TV host, former top stockbroker, inventor of one of the major stock market systems, virtual trading systems that is used by most stock markets in the world. He'll be joining us from his palatial manor in Paris to break down the evidence that he has and has been breaking over the last few days, that the big part of the invasion of Libya isn't just about the trillions in oil, but about the tens of billions that Gaddafi invested with Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and others, and that large portions of the bailout money, and that was confirmed a month ago when the lawsuit went through with Bloomberg against the Federal Reserve, the private Fed, and they got the documents that a lot of it did go to Libya. So there's a larger scam going on there. He's also going to be leading a big demonstration in Greece, and we have headlines dealing with the austerity measures that the public is squeezed for the sheriff of Nottingham to deliver it to the banking cartel. He's getting ready to leave Paris and go to Greece, the front lines of the fight against the globalist. So he'll be joining us in the last two segments of the second hour today. So in about an hour and 20 minutes from now, the always interesting Max Kaiser will be joining us today. Now, more and more of this happens. I got in here today, and I look at the news, and if I just read these headlines and give you a brief comment, it really doesn't serve anybody. People need to really have full spectrum understanding, or at least a shadow of that. And we're going to break here in a few minutes. Let me just go over some of the headlines. I'm going to come back, and I sat here for an hour before the live broadcast, looking at all these stacks of news that I've gone over, and not being able to decide which one to start with. Here's probably the most important thing. And when I saw this last night, linked up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, I got chills up my spine, and I just got them again. The Spidey sense. The Spidey sense in the past, and we've all got it, the sixth sense. Humans' intuition, women's intuition, we all have it. I've predicted this. I've seen this from the globalist operations, and I've predicted it. Just as I predicted there'd be massive sustained hack attacks the month that they try to pass the total Pentagon takeover of the internet, at the same time the UN tries to pass the UN global takeover of the web, and that's in the headlines today, that there would be massive hack attacks launched worldwide. And those indeed have been launched, and it's even in the news that it's linked to U.S. intelligence. But I want to be clear, U.S. doesn't exist anymore. It isn't, you know, you choose to be with the Russians or the Chinese or the Israelis or the Iranians or the Brits or the Mexicans or the Venezuelans or the South Africans. You have this global constellation of mega corporations bigger than most governments, buying off governments and politicians, loaning them the fiat currency. And so when we talk about the U.S., we're talking about the offshore banks that have seized our republic. Let's remember that. And there's some very positive news in the fight against the private banking cartel. Bank of America gets padlocked if her homeowner forecloses on it. This is out of CBS News. I have another ABC News piece on it. And no, that's not a joke. You heard me right. They're not invincible. They're not God. When they commit these crimes, they can be brought to justice. We have the court system. If we elect the right type of judges, and if we have the political will, they can't stop us. But I digress. That's not the biggest news today. I've got the good, the bad, and the ugly all here. The big news that every time I look at this article, I get chills. Because I can see in my mind's eye what they're going to do. And it's not some X-Men, psychic. Who's the head guy in the X-Men? Mr. X, I've only seen one of the movies. Professor X, you were telling me about the new movie, said you liked it, but it's all about join the CIA, the world government will save you. But Professor X, it's not some Professor Xian type thing. I had the BBC here doing a big hit piece, their hit piece specialist, Friday. And he said, why do you think 9/11 is an inside job? And I said, well, I don't think. I know the official story is impossible. And I know our government and other governments have staged terror attacks in the past. And I could tell when I went over the evidence with him, it'll never see the light of day. But I brought up to him the fact that I said that 9/11 was going to take place 2 months before it happened. And he said, no, I know about that. I've seen it. And countless Austinites saw me on local TV say, call the White House, tell them don't stage the terror attack. And I even predicted, I said, they'll say their asset, CIA asset Osama bin Laden did it, and they'll probably blow up the World Trade Center. It's in my film, The Masters of Terror. Now, 9 years old? But I did that on radio for 2 months straight leading up to 9/11, saying, call the White House, they're going to blow up the World Trade Center, and they're going to blame it on their asset, Osama bin Laden. And I wasn't able to do that because I'm Professor X. I was able to do it because the establishment targets their propaganda, the social engineers, the psych warfare chiefs, target their propaganda at the lowest common denominator. So it's written in a cartoon fashion. And so you could see the pre-scripting of what they were getting ready to do. I'm not saying it didn't take some skill, but I've been telling you now for about a year they're going to stage big shootings at shopping malls and use that to ban the Second Amendment. Well, guess what? They are getting ready to launch it. We're going to break this down when we come back. New Al-Qaeda video, American Muslims should buy guns, start shooting people.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it. I don't like it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, before I get into this first piece of news, I meant to bring it here today, but I forgot to. While I was at Target, I bought a Life Books Brought to Justice was the cover, and it was an image of Osama bin Laden. And I also bought a little pinwheel with American flags on it because I'm a big patriot. It was made in China, of course. See, if you're a patriot, you're not supposed to know your Bill of Rights or Constitution, love your country, fear your government, like George Washington said. You're supposed to just stick a red, white, and blue pinwheel in your front yard and let what the flag symbolizes be destroyed. But I got home and flipped through it. And, of course, it talked about the Oklahoma City situation. You know, there's domestic attacks. But then it had the first World Trade Center attack in it. And the World Trade Center attack in 1993, and just how terrible it was and how Al-Qaeda hit us then. You see, there's a problem with that. It's in the New York Times and CBS News that the FBI cooked the bomb, trained the drivers, protected them, and let the bombing go forward, and then tried to frame Ahmad Salam, the Egyptian security agent, from their CIA that was hired to do it, but then he knew they were setting him up, so he recorded the FBI. He said, you told me to build a fake bomb. Then you said build a real bomb. Then you said build a fake detonator. Then you said build a real detonator. You're going to let the bombing go forward? And they're like, yes, we're going to do that. So see, there you have a bunch of low-grade moron patsies. Both the guys were close to retarded. They were both on New York City welfare. One had a 75 IQ, the other an 80 IQ. And they went out and found these morons and cooked a bomb, trained them, tried to make the entire tower collapse, but they didn't park it up against the main pillar like they were supposed to. And so the rest is history. It didn't kill that many people, thank God. Most of them that did die from smoke inhalation. But see, that's the problem. I open a magazine up promoting the fear of terror, and, you know, telling me to give all my rights up or Al-Qaeda will get me. And the first thing I read, I know is a complete lie. And so is the whole magazine. The entire thing. And this is not my opinion. This is a fact. Now, what else is a fact? It's a fact that Anwar al-Awlaki, the number one Al-Qaeda operative running U.S. operations, born in the U.S., trained by the CIA, just like Osama bin Laden, it's all on record, magically running Major Hassan at Fort Hood, magically running the underwear bomber, the Christmas Day bomber, the shoe bomber that thought you lit, that you light plastic explosives, the Times Square bomber. And I interviewed the witnesses months before it was mainstream news who were on the plane. They saw Mutalib in Amsterdam be gotten on the plane, looked drugged and disheveled. U.S. security, sharp-dressed, helping him get on without his ID, without his passport. I mean, that takes power. They put some drugged-up idiot on a plane with a firecracker in his pants right as the billions of dollars of scanners were set to go in the next month. See, it's all scripted. And it's 100% that in every case, these guys are recruited, protected, and run by this double agent, Anwar al-Awlaki. Fox News headline, al-Awlaki dined at Pentagon 2 weeks after 9/11. While he was on the news as most wanted, he's secretly hanging out at the Pentagon with the Secretary of the Army. Now, see, there's my problem. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 stacks. I'm not even getting into the first article here because I can't even read you this article and make you just think, oh, that Alex Jones guy is saying something without giving you background. The problem is I've got thousands of pieces of evidence just on this next story. Now, who is Adam Gadahn? Because of the top four Al-Qaeda guys, three of them are from the U.S. Alaki Gadon was of the top five, four from the U.S. Now, here's ABC News. Now, how many times have I told you that they're going to get your guns by shooting up a bunch of police stations and shopping malls, and they're going to roll the TSA out in America on the streets, and that they're going to be groping you and your family and literally putting us under martial law under another name after these mass shootings? Now, how do I know that? Well, I happen to have gotten the secret documents from law enforcement across the country where they've been training for at least 5 years that this is imminent and coming, and claiming that militia and Ron Paul supporters work with Al-Qaeda. That's like saying the Easter Bunny works with Toucan Sam. None of it's true. So they've already got this under the radar brainwashing going on of government. So I already know what they're going to roll out. I've interviewed the emergency managers from Indiana and others who have been trained, and every police department hardening itself against attack from the American people. I have the whole backstory. I told you over a year and a half ago that the BATFE, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, was helping ship arms to Mexico. I told you 7 years ago with Celi Castillo, former top DEA agent in Latin America, that there was going to be a huge war over drugs in Mexico and that Los Zetas was being funded by the Pentagon. That came out last week. The point is, I knew this was coming. Now, what's been on CBS News? White House orders ATF to ship tens of thousands of guns into Mexico. And I told you, they're going to have increased shootings with guns from the U.S. They're going to send the guns in to track them, and they're going to use that to go after a Second Amendment. And sure enough, years after I tell you, they come out, the Justice Department has a press conference. Even when they got caught a few months ago doing this, they still are pushing to restrict the Second Amendment and repass the assault weapons ban and all the rest of it in the name of protecting America from its own guns that are going into Mexico and coming back in. That's a false flag terror attack, and that's confirmed, and that's been all over the news. Now, what else have I told you is coming? I told you the TSA would start showing up at bus stations, train stations, and highway checkpoints and would have mobile trucks that they would force you into. How did I know that? 3 years ago, Homeland Security did the purchase orders to buy a score of these big mobile trucks with not just naked body scanners, but brain scanners. Oh, what's Fox News? DHS now testing new thought crime detection technology with giant mobile trucks that TSA are going to have on the streets. Remember, how are they going to roll all this out? Right as they collapse the economy. They're going to tell you it's for Al-Qaeda, but it's for you and your family. Just like they now admit, 9 out of 10 of Patriot Act prosecutions are non-terror related. Oh, we don't have a Bill of Rights or Constitution anymore, but only for Al-Qaeda. Oops, it's for you too. Oh, we're only spying on foreigners. No, we're spying on all of you without warrants. Now, here's the big news when we come back, because I've told you all this is coming. Now, and I've also warned you that behind the scenes they were laying the groundwork for staged shootings at malls, you name it, that'll then be blamed on CIA to Al-Qaeda to then move to take the Second Amendment down. Well, now they're hyping it, which means they're thinking about doing it. My friends, we are back live on this Sunday transmission. Thank you for joining us. Max Keiser coming up in about an hour on the incredible revelations that Muammar Gaddafi and his billions have just disappeared into the private banking cartel's clutches, similar to the American people's $27 trillion disappearing. Also coming up, Bank of America gets padlocked after homeowner forecloses on it. One time I had to begin filing suit on Bank of America. They'd taken my escrow. They had bought my mortgage, and my mortgage had been sold several times. This happened 8-9 years ago, and they were sending me threats. They went to the credit bureau, and they said that I hadn't paid my escrow, and they were going to start moving to take my house. And I had to go get a lawyer. And the lawyer said, well, let's sue them. And we started that process. And they said, oh, we found your escrow money. Well, it turns out they took a house that they never had a deed for that was 100% paid for in cash. And you see this in the news now every day. I'm going to explain why this is happening. Well, you know why. All the major mortgages, almost all, have been sold into derivatives over and over again and have been sold to the Chinese and others. And it's all complete fraud. And who are the main culprits? Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, Wells Fargo. On record, they've had congressional hearings 3 years ago, a year ago, a month ago. Rolling Stone had the headline, Senate panel confirms crime. Now, where are indictments? Well, where are indictments? These bankers own our country, own our military, own it all. They own the Fortune 500 because they've engaged in so much fraud. They've created 1.5 quadrillion fake monetary units. Yes, that's many times all the real wealth in the world. You guessed it. Okay, side issue. How are they planning to not go to prison? How are they planning instead to come out on top of this Ponzi scheme with a private global government? And I have that in the stack today. IMF World Bank called for global carbon taxes paid to them. Now, I remember a decade ago that was in their public policy reports, but not on the news. And I'd get up here and say, they're planning on coming out with a global carbon tax. And Al Gore and others would get before Congress just a few years ago and say, there's no plan for a tax. Oh, really? We have an Obama administration official on video saying it is a tax and it's done by stealth. But sorry, again, we're conspiracy theorists because we know what we're talking about. Now, how are they planning on getting this through? Well, they're going to have their private corporate black ops people, provocateur Muslim extremist lunatics to attack us. And if that won't work, sometimes the globalists, these private corporate scumbags, actually carry out the whole thing themselves. And they've been caught many times to get us into Vietnam. Gulf of Tonkin staged. To overthrow Iran in 53, staged terror attacks blamed on the government. Operation Ajax. Operation Gladio, partially declassified. Over 200 bombings carried out in Europe from 1962 until 1981, until the Italian government said, that's it. They blew up the Bologna train station, killed hundreds of people, including kids, and it's come out all over the Italian news, confirmed they did it with the U.S. government to blame it on the communists because they didn't want them getting political power. And I don't like communists either, but you don't blow up train stations to blame it on them. I know it works really good, but see, now they got the military doing this for a long time, and WikiLeaks and the Pentagon confirmed a few years ago it was accurate. They didn't deny it. Released an army manual for captains and above in Black Ops, and it says if you're outmanned and outgunned in a situation in a third world country, you stage a terror attack, and you blame it on your political enemy, and that will get the people behind you. I mean, it's in the army manual. Don't believe me? Just search. Leaked army manual teaches troops how to stage false flags. Here's your M16. Here's your canteen. Now we're going to teach you how to kill people and blame it on your enemies. How's that sound? It's a force multiplier. We're going to win. Hoorah! It's how we get it done. Grow up, people. Grow up. Grow up. How are they going to get your guns? You got to decide. Do you love the fetish of being scared of the guys with the turbans on their heads more than you love your Second Amendment and your private property rights? Yeah, there it is. U.S. counterinsurgency manual leaked. Calls for false flag operation, suspension of human rights. Julian Assange, 2008. You can read the manual and how to do it. And again, the Pentagon said they want to prosecute who released that. They didn't say, oh, that's not true. We don't do that. They said, we're going to put somebody in prison for life for releasing that. See, ladies and gentlemen, one reason I know a lot of this stuff is because in some of my extended family, upwards of half the people have been recruited for U.S. intelligence agencies or have worked for them. And almost all of them were in the Army. Now, there's millions of these people. It's not just my family, but they do love to recruit in Texas. And the stories, the things I haven't even been told that my dad told me they told them. I mean, you go to a family reunion, it's like a spook reunion or something. Narcotics trafficking, killing people in America. All right, my family gets mad when I talk about it. The point is, this stuff goes on, okay? This stuff goes on. It's time to grow up. It's time to grow up. Because here's the deal. These false flags, You can be a good old boy and say, so what if we blow something up and blame it on the commies, or blow something up and blame it on the Arabs and get their oil? They're going to blow stuff up and get your guns, Billy Bob. These bankers don't care about you. 11 years ago, secret deal with the VA and major insurance companies. Bloomberg, AP, stealing the death benefits of World War II vets up until today. They don't care about you. Grow up. Now, what gave me chills today? Why have I spent 40 minutes on this so far? Leading up to this point, giving you some background. New Al-Qaeda video, American Muslims should buy guns, start shooting people. Now, I know I got millions of listeners. I don't have the crew to do it because we don't sit here and mark down my predictions. But I know in the last month I've said they're going to stage shootings at public places to get our guns. Just like I told you years ago, they were shipping guns into Mexico, because I had the sources before it even came out on ABC and CBS News. Our government shipping guns to Mexico to have them come back over here with the serial numbers to go after the Second Amendment. Now, listen to me. They've been getting the cops ready for this. They've been getting all the communities ready. They've been openly getting the TSA ready. Now you hear about TSA, under federal rulings at school proms. Remember 2 weeks ago? How many times did I tell you that? Again, it's not that I have a crystal ball hanging around my rearview mirror in my car I look in every day. Okay? I study these people because I want to be free. And I realize the globalists aren't going to give us quarter. These are very evil people that have hijacked America. How are they going to get Americans to give up their guns? How are they going to do it? I'm telling you how they're going to do it. They're going to go in and have hired corporate mercenaries kill a couple hundred people at a couple shopping malls. They're going to blow up some police stations. They've been getting the whole narrative ready behind the scenes. Then they're going to come in and they're going to shut down private sale of guns first. That means you giving your grandson a gun, you selling it at the gun show, private seller. And folks, when you read, and we have the Adam Gadon video as well, but I'm going to read over it. You can watch the video at ABC News, new Al-Qaeda video, American Muslims should buy guns, start shooting people. Now, not only do I read what he said, and it's cartoonish and written to scare the dumbest Americans, obviously propaganda, but I know who Adam Gadon is. It isn't just Anwar al-Awlaki hanging out secretly at the Pentagon. Adam Gadon's grandfather was the head of the Anti-Defamation League, which is admittedly an Israeli Mossad operation. Caught and convicted in California, breaking in and police files and spying on citizens, okay? The group that advises our police. Adam Gadon hates Muslims so much, he was arrested outside a mosque over a decade ago, beating up Muslims. Okay, this guy hates Muslims so much, he goes out and street fights them, okay? He goes out and rolls them, okay? Now, he figured out how to really get the Muslims. You become them. You put the big turban on your head, got the big beard, and come out in English. And now, when I come back, I'm going to read what he said. I'm going to read to you what he said. Okay? Now, this is directly from the government. And this makes me want to throw up. So, folks, you got to decide what you're going to do here. You got to decide what side you're on. Is your love of hating Muslims so good you're going to turn your guns in?
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
By the way, I could go on for another 2 or 3 hours if I wanted to on Adam Gadon, his real name, Adam Perlman, the number one of the top guys, top four in Al-Qaeda. The top four out of the top five, all from the U.S., real name Adam Perlman. And remember Wired Magazine 3 years ago, one of their big conferences had the top video analyst point out that the Intel Center, run by the two adjuncts of Rumsfeld, a, quote, private intelligence group that gets government money, that they uploaded the Al-Qaeda logo on Adam Gadon in the same logo as the Intel Center. You understand that. It was produced at the same time. And I could go on for hours. Would you like me to? Oh, if you're a new listener and you're saying, Anwar al-Awlaki isn't secretly at the Pentagon. Oh, really? Fox News AP, if you've got the nerve to go look it up. And they just throw it out there like it's no big deal, having dinner with the Secretary of the Army. See, this is full spectrum dominance, where they don't just attack the nations. They create the opposition as the pretext to go into the nation. This is the big global model of cops planting drugs on your farm to take it. How many times have cops been caught all over the country planting marijuana plants on somebody's ranch they want for themselves? How many times? How many times? A lot. And see, now they've gotten away with it for so long all over the country, the police just pull people over and take cash out of their wallets. No judge, no jury, no drugs found. You see, this is called corruption. Does it mean all the cops are corrupt? No, but it's starting to get there. The people running the departments almost universally are globalist frontmen, intelligence agents, or out-and-out criminals. Now, let me just read to you this article, then I've got a blitzkrieg of other key news. ABC News, better give your guns up. And ABC News has, you know, a reports here. Maybe they should start restricting and ban semi-automatic handguns and rifles. That's what assault weapon means. New Al-Qaeda video, American Muslims should buy guns, start shooting people. And they've had a few of these random shootings, and every time it's a patsy or it's a staged event. In a new video message, oh, by the way, what is Operation Northwoods? Declassified in 2000, say, that the Pentagon had plans to stage shootings and bombings all over the country as a pretext to blame it in Operation Northwoods on the Ruskies to start World War III. Oh, and don't worry, the Ruskies had their own program as well in Eastern Europe. They would stage things and blame it on their enemies. See, these governments do it. The Germans did it. You know how Hitler started World War II? He didn't just tell the Germans one day, hey, let's attack Poland with their horse-drawn carriage army. Oh, yeah, Poland really would do that, attack Germany, the biggest military in the world at the time, most high-tech. They attacked their own military base at Gleiwitz, declassified. Oh, I'm sorry, it doesn't exist. I should just trust the government. Listen to this. How are they going to kill America? How are the offshore banks that have already looted us seven ways to Sunday, how are they going to get control of our society? They're going to stage shootings all over this country at soft targets, as they call them, and roll out TSA that's already beta tested to take over every corner of America. That's the domestic national security force, just as big and just as strong as our military. Remember Obama saying that? Let me continue here. New Al-Qaeda video, American Muslims should buy guns, start shooting people. Let's say that's real and really going to happen, or some mentally ill patsies see this all over the news as the news puts Gadon up there, and maybe there are some crazies out there that listen to this CIA operative and actually go out and do it. This may actually cause real people to do it, with them advertising it. You know, we had real terrorism in this country in the 60s and 70s, and they never gave it attention. Because real terrorism, you ignore it. Only the terrorist would give the terrorism attention. See how this works? But let me continue here. In a new video message released on the internet Friday, American-born Al-Qaeda spokesman Adam Gadon, no background they give you, calls on Muslims living in America to carry out deadly one-man terror acts using fully automatic weapons purchased at gun shows. And he goes on to say that. Obama's been trying to shut the gun shows down, shut down private sales so you can't give your grandson a rifle, put you in prison if you ever sell your buddy a gun so they can track them all, have them all registered, make you go register guns you already bought that weren't on record. And it's, and we know the ADL and the Israel lobby is always financing in the U.S. anti-gun movements. One reason I get so angry. You know, stay out of my business. You want to have tribal warfare and kill each other over there in the Middle East? Do it. Don't come after my guns. But Israel can't help it. I guess they want me to live like a Palestinian. It continues. What are you waiting for? Asked Gadon in English. Again, he goes, go to the gun shows. Get the guns. I mean, this is written directly out of the White House. What are you waiting for? Asked Gadon in English. And then adds that jihadists shouldn't worry about getting caught since so many have been released. Over these past few years, quote, I've seen the release of many, many Mujahideen who I never even dreamed would regain their freedom. Folks, do you believe the one of the top guys in Al-Qaeda, they debate who the new guy is. They're introducing all the characters and beta testing it, market testing it with the public. Who scares you the most? four of the five, all from the U.S., U.S. intelligence on record, hanging out at the Pentagon, on and on and on, running all the patsies who the government gets on the planes publicly. State Department had to admit it. Underwear bomber gotten on the plane without a passport by the State Department under CIA orders. Detroit Free Press, a month and a half after I had eyewitnesses who saw it happen. We broke that ear. Okay, I'm sorry. You understand they're getting ready for this. The fact that they're rolling this out means they're getting ready to do it, to come after your guns. Now, can you imagine? Oh, people don't believe that bin Laden was killed. Suddenly, Al-Qaeda tapes. Oh, yes, he was killed. The government's telling you the truth. Oh, yes, you better pass carbon taxes or the earth will die or we'll bomb you. Whatever the government once said, Al-Qaeda comes out and says it, uploading it in U.S. government front group videos in the same video layer as the Al-Qaeda logo. I mean, caught red-handed. That's how dumb they think we are. Going back to over here. New Al-Qaeda video. American Muslims should buy guns. Start shooting people. Now, you read the whole thing, what he said. You can watch the video online. We've got it up on screen for folks watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. You know why I'm so upset right now? I said I'm trying to be calm today. Because we're watching this unfold. We're watching this happen right now. I got so upset my shirt buttons all popped out. I'm going into Incredible Hulk mode here. New Al-Qaeda video. Now, notice the government right now is saying we don't want to shut down Guantanamo. We don't want to give anybody trials because Al-Qaeda will get us. Then they release people who they send to Libya under CIA training, people from Gitmo, to attack Gaddafi. And so they're trying to push a system where even U.S. citizens in this new Defense Authorization Act can be held without trial. And Gadon comes out and laughs and says, wow, you're releasing all our people. Good job. Obviously for the American market, so government can say, let's get rid of habeas corpus and due process, because see, Al-Qaeda's making jokes at us. This is all written, tailor-made, to help the globalists take our liberties here in America as they're imploding our economy by design with this depression they've engineered. The two-part, two-hour video appeared on jihad websites Friday with images of jihadi leaders as well as snapshots of alleged underwear bomber Umar Farouk and the accused Fort Hood shooter, Major Nidal Hassan, both run by Anwar al-Awlaki and protected, who's admitted CIA. Both Hassan and Mutalib are charged with carrying out attacks inside the U.S. And magically now they release the photos of them with them. Isn't that convenient? Meanwhile, the government doesn't want to discuss a week before they roll out the naked body scanners. They were already purchased and ready. And the former head of Homeland Security making the money off of it. The government helps get the underwear bomber on the plane. He was so drugged out, he couldn't even, just walking around foaming at the mouth. That's what witnesses said. Couldn't even, didn't even have papers. A disheveled, drugged out person with the U.S. government getting him on the plane. On record. It's just like in every other case. Turns out the Congress found out for 2 years Anwar al-Awlaki was in contact via email and phone calls with Major Hassan at Fort Hood and at other bases he was at previous to that, and they protected him and didn't let Army intelligence stop Hassan. Oh, Hassan was probably a real lunatic, nutcase Muslim extremist, protected and run by his government handler. Now, continuing here with this information. Called, do not rely on others, take the task upon yourself. He called for them to go to gun shows, buy guns, and attack. And now the media is saying, shut down gun shows, Al-Qaeda, 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 Al-Qaeda. By the way, Homeland Security is now looking at purchasing electronic shock bracelets for all air travelers. 4 years ago, they released the video promoting it. Now they're looking at that, and you're like, that will never happen. Oh, really? The TSA will never stick its hands down your pants and grab you and your daughter and your son's genitals? They'll never sexually assault putting their hands in the pants of Miss America in Dallas? They never do that? Obama never passed socialist health care and exempt all his friends? That would never happen? The borders wouldn't stay wide open after 9/11, but it did? None of this would ever happen. The foreign banks wouldn't steal $27 trillion. Wouldn't happen. World government wouldn't be announced. It has been. They lied to you about Libya. No ground war. They lie. They lie. They lie. John Edwards, Wiener, all of them. Liars. Liars.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I said to myself today that I was not going to get angry. that I was going to stay focused, and I didn't, because I know it's coming. They've been preparing post 9/11 to take over every street corner, every cafe, every grocery store, the 9,000 telescreens in public parks, Walmarts, malls are going in saying, spy on your neighbors. This is going to be the program, the reign of terror in America. They will go in and shoot up malls, just like the dry run they did in Mumbai, and got caught. Even came out in the Chicago Tribune and other papers that the leader of the Mumbai attacks was reportedly a CIA officer. And we knew that at the time. The head of Indian intelligence came out and said that, who are big enemies with the Pakistanis, had no reason to lie. And they have a bunch of troops attack and shoot up people at malls, and then they grab some drugged up patsy and present them to the news cameras. And it was admittedly that they were on PCP, LSD, and a bunch of other drugs. The guys they killed and the one guy they found alive didn't even know who he was. I mean, they just fully wiped his brain. You just take a electroshock, drugged out person that thinks they're Mickey Mouse, and that's your guy. This is how they do it. They go in, shoot a bunch of people, kill a couple of the patsies, have one that's had their memory wiped with, electricity being run across the frontal lobe, a passive lobotomy, hop them up on drugs. It's the end of it. That's how they do it. And they dry runned it in, they did the dry run in Mumbai a few years ago. And it's a full giant Manhattan Project level secret program that is partially unsecret because of all the documents we've gotten and what's been leaked, that they've got every cop in a detective and above, intelligence unit level, shaking in abject fear of imminent attacks on their police stations, substations, and malls. And that's why they're just scared to death, shaking in their boots. And Adam Gadon, the ADL grandson, is just up there like we're a bunch of idiots, staged managed with his anti-gun, anti-assault weapon, anti-gun show. And by the way, they keep releasing all our people. Thank you, Obama, for releasing the terrorist. And it's all only about a millimeter thick. The propaganda is flimsy. Yeah, they've been taking young people in, training them, and then sending them to Libya and other areas and to be double agents. That's all admitted. See, all of this is actually admitted in plain view. It's just they're counting on you not having the background, not having the information, or not having the courage to stand up and talk about it. The truth is, America is a good country. The truth is, the globalists don't have control over everything. And we're on AM and FM. We're reaching more people. Other folks are understanding this. Other people are figuring out what's happening. And the game is almost up. We're getting closer and closer and closer and closer to being able to expose the globalist. Very, 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 very exciting things are happening. But history is being made. And this is a hot tyranny we face. This is a horrible population reduction, eugenics, anti-family, re-engineering of society. This is full-spectrum dominance over humanity. Now, when we come back, I have got a lot of really important news coming up. We've got news in Fukushima. More explosions, more fires, more radiation only gets higher and higher. Our media has almost no news on it. We have some incredible economic news. We have just absolutely amazing news on the front with the banksters and the fight against those guys and the tyranny that they are engaged in. So that is coming up as well. Also, another false flag. I predicted it. It's not hard to predict that when they try to pass the Cybersecurity Act to totally take over the web and start phasing out freedom on the web in their own words, that they would launch massive hack attacks against their own facilities. And that's what ABC News is reporting. China calls U.S. culprit in global internet war. And then in other articles, they admit they've recruited hackers to attack people that don't buy into their global warming fraud. And that's exactly what Cass Sunstein, the White House regulations are, called for 2 years ago. We're going to be breaking all that down and more. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. You have found at the front lines of the info war. Please spread the word about the transmission.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm the the keynote speaker in New York City this coming Saturday before the main corporate CEOs of talk radio. Former keynote speakers have been Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh. Sean Hannity will be there and others. And I'm just going to go, you know, they want me there to explain how I become so popular, how I reach millions and millions of people every day, and why we're growing so fast, and I'm just going to break it down for them. But the mere fact that I'm being summoned there, and I'm more than happy to go talk to them, shows the fact that people are really starting to wake up in this country. All of you good old boys, all you people out there that think you're wealthy and think you're powerful, you're going to be robbed by this system as well. This is a ruthless global crime syndicate that sees independent wealth as a threat. And a lot of you that have bought into the establishment view of things, you're starting to wake up, and that's good. Because if we don't wake up, horrors are going to be revisited on this world that are going to make World War II look like a cakewalk, look like a Boy Scout event. Okay, got Max Keiser coming up in T-minus 23 minutes, so I need to get into this news right now. Before I get into some good news on the economy, here's the bad news. And again, we told you all this was coming. 11 years ago, I had economist on, actually 12 years ago, George Humphrey and others, breaking down that the private banks were going from fractional reserve banking for every dollar or euro you deposit, they could loan out 10, to for every dollar, they could loan out infinity. And with that, they get real assets. Now, does that sound like a free or fair market or equitable or level playing field? No, obviously not. Now, these same guys have created 1.5 quadrillion, you heard me right, 1,500 trillion conservatively in fake funny money. And they go buy off the politicians in the U.S., Greece, Portugal, Spain, all of them on record. And same thing in Iceland, turned out over 90% of the debt was not owed by the people of Iceland. And it turns out that their banking ministers had sold them out. And Iceland said, no, we're not paying it back. Now, Ireland and others, they went under globalist control. And in almost every one of those countries, Ireland, Greece, it's former Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgan. They're the two big kingpin leaders of the six global mega banks, four domestically. And they're the guys that have their former executives as the presidents, prime ministers, and banking heads. Just like it was former Goldman Sachs head here as the treasury with the banker takeover in 2008. So this is a mafia. Now, this mafia all over the United States and in Europe take homes that are 100% paid for that they don't even have deeds for. We told you about this many years ago. Now they call it mortgage gate. Again, we're not conspiracy theorists. We're informed. The system, when you question them or point out something that's not widely known, wants to keep people from thinking, so they say, oh, that's a conspiracy theory, honey, move on. No, questioning is not a conspiracy theory when you know the federal and state law and they were taking houses more than 10 years ago. One of our IT guys had his home taken. They didn't have the deed. I went and saw the court case. I was there when they took his house. They didn't have the deed. They shouldn't have got the house. They got it. It wasn't even theirs. But they're the big banks. Why? They wear suits. They couldn't be crooks. Why, the Federal Reserve funds my local Rotary Club and the Elks Club. Why, they're good guys. I get invited down to the regional bank. Yeah, I feel important. They give me business deals. Yeah, because they're a mafia. China has divested 97% of its holdings in U.S. Treasury bills. CNS News. Oh, that now the Federal Reserve's monetizing 75% of the national debt. That's created for a dollar to be created. A dollar of debt to the private banking cartel, their consortium, the Federal Reserve, has created. That's good business if you can get it. Let me read this one. Summer job bummer. Teen unemployment, 24%. CBS News. Try average unemployment, 24. Not 9.1. Delinquent homeowners to get mortgage aid from government. Obama said this 2 years ago. It's a total lie. U.S. house price fall beats Great Depression slide. London Independent, worse than Great Depression numbers. They break it down. But I heard we've been in a big recovery. Why, the economy's booming. Because they say so. Don't question that or you're a conspiracy theorist. Doesn't matter if every private brokerage firm and group says unemployment's been above 22% for 3 years. The government says it's 9.1. So don't be a conspiracy theorist. It doesn't matter if everybody knows it's above 20. It doesn't matter if it's above 33 in California, above 50% in Detroit. They say it's 11% in Detroit. Bleak teen jobs outlook, 25% unemployment, Christian Science Monitor. Okay, so what's the good news I've got here for you? Bank of America gets padlocked after homeowner forecloses on it. And it turns out they paid for their house in cash, had it for years. But see, here's the thing. Bank of America sold derivatives to the Chinese, and they sold them that house. Because many years ago, somebody else had it. And they didn't care. See, if you're going to engage in all this fraud, why not just put houses in there you don't even know? Don't even own. How many times have you heard home taken? And the people sit there and whine and cry and go to the courts. And the courts say, we don't care if it's fully paid for. They don't have the deed. We're taking it. But see, politically, the judges started getting thrown out. The little crooks started getting thrown out. So now they're not doing that as much anymore. We have the political will. We realize these little ball-headed freaks in suits, just because they're 70 years old, doesn't mean they're not criminals. Women thought Ted Bundy was nice because he was wearing a suit. He tortured him to death. Wake up to that. So here it is, the invincibility of the Federal Reserve, the invincibility of Bank of America, one of the private shareholders of it, thinking they could take a house, and even when the court ruled, give them their house back. You don't owe it. You don't own it. You never had a deed. It's paid for. Bank of America said, we're too big to fail. It's ours. And the court said, your bank goes to these people now. Until that bank got on the phone with their boss and they said, give them the money. We'll move on to other slaves that don't know what's happening. And Bank of America tried this with me almost a decade ago. Bank of America sent me a letter and said, we're going to start procedure to take your house. Your escrow isn't here because they bought my mortgage. And I had to go out and get a stinking lawyer. And as soon as they knew I knew what I was doing, they dropped it. But some old lady, all these old people getting their houses taken, they don't know what to do. Oh, but Bank of America wouldn't do that to us. Just like Prudential wouldn't sign a deal with other big insurance companies to take all the death benefits of the troops secretly with the VA 11 years ago, now admitted. Grow up, grow up, grow up. This banking cartel doesn't produce anything. They don't loan anything real. They make it up out of nothing. Now, in case you think I'm joking, let's start playing this clip as we go to break. Here it is, CBS News with the bank taking houses that they never even had a deed and never even thought they owned. They thought because they had little pointy-headed lawyers and because they were the big banker that everybody would just to give them the house. And if the people tried to keep their house, they just call a SWAT team over. But we're going to teach the SWAT team what crooks you are. Your little filthy games. Over, scum! Play the tape.
Movers, a truck, and an armed deputy, all while a nervous homeowner stands by and waits. This is normally what you'd see when a person's being foreclosed on and their property seized by a bank. But today, it's the other way around.
They've ignored our calls, ignored our letters. Legally, this is the next step to get my clients compensated.
A Collier County judge said Bank of America had to pay Maureen Nyerges and her husband's legal fees after the bank tried to foreclose on their Golden Gate Estates property, but they paid cash. The courts agreed they never had a mortgage to begin with. After more than 5 months, the bank still hadn't paid up. So the homeowner's attorney did just what the bank would do to get their money, seize their assets.
I instructed the deputy to go in and take desks, computers, copiers, filing cabinets, including cash in the drawers.
Outside the bank, several deputies stood by with movers ready to start hauling out the bank's office supplies and furniture. Inside, the homeowner's attorney was locked out of the bank manager's office by deputies while the bank manager tried to figure out what to do.
He was visibly shaken. I having two sheriff's deputies sitting across your desk and a lawyer standing up behind them, you know, demanding whatever assets are in the bank, it can be intimidating. But so is having your home foreclosed on when it wasn't right.
After about an hour, the bank finally cut a check.
As a foreclosure defense.
All right, we'll be back. So the cops and the courts did their job. Now, how arrogant do these banks think they are? How invincible? The news is they're not invincible. Now, when we come back, we're going to explain their master plan for world government. It's public. We are back live. Max Keiser coming up in the next two segments. Okay. Imagine my horror. Imagine my frustration. I really owe so much of where I'm at today because my parents are such voracious readers, and lying around the house were stacks of history books. Really, my mother's favorite thing to read. My dad also likes to read that. But he likes Louis L'Amour, science fiction, philosophy. And I was a jock. You know, I was the whole nine yards. I wasn't what you call a bookworm, but I was a bookworm. I started reading history books. And because I read hundreds of history books, well, from the time I could read, they had all those Time Life, World War I, World War II, Time Life, Western historical, you know, color, illustrated, leather-bound books. That was the one thing my dad would buy. When I was a kid, I'd be watching TV and I'd say, I want those books. I want those books. Just our whole house was full of books. And because a lot of times I'd say, I want that toy or I want that bike. And, you know, they didn't really spoil me. But when it came to books, I knew I could get them. So they would just give me unlimited. And so I knew so much history that by the time I was in high school, they were telling me how bad America was and how bad the Second Amendment was. And by the time I went to college for a couple of years and thought, I'm paying to be brainwashed. No, thank you. I had an understanding of what was happening. And then it got even more horrifying because I'd studied the history of banking and money changing and the goldsmiths and all the manipulation in ancient Europe and all the wars that were started over it. And then I learned that some of the very families involved in that were running things today. And this is in mainline history. They just know the general public isn't into history. It freaked me out. And then I saw them get rid of Glass-Steagall in 99. And I was already on air, of course, for 4 or 5 years then. And I was just wanted to warn people because I knew that they were going from 10 times banking manipulation for every dollar to unlimited. And then I was reading IMF World Bank documents, watching C-SPAN, watching Davos Switzerland meetings on C-SPAN, where they were openly announcing, we're going to have a global carbon tax. We're going to tax all human activity. Then only our friends will be able to operate. Only our companies will control the regulators. And I was just warning people. Ken Lay in 95 with Al Gore came up with the idea of the carbon trading because they couldn't get the direct tax. In fact, get that next clip ready, please, Obama's commerce nominee, cap and trade good for hiding carbon taxes. We actually have the video of him saying it. And he says, people don't like taxes. They don't like new taxes on energy. So this is a way to hide it. I mean, you can't make this up. And I've had David Rothschild on, heir to the Rothschild fortune 3 years ago. It's an Endgame. And I said, you want a carbon tax? And he laughed and said, there's no such thing as a carbon tax, even though he'd been on TV before that promoting it. And you'd think, how arrogant, but it's about lying to the audience. It's about insulting you. He's only targeting those that don't know and hoping they're ignorant, see? That's what they're counting on. They're counting on you staying out of the game. They're counting on you not being involved. They're counting on you not knowing what's going on. So imagine the carbon cycle, sunlight, water, carbon dioxide and oxygen, those are the four things that cause life on this planet. If they can tax carbon dioxide, folks, it's over. Well, they're already doing it. And again, only General Electric's allowed to build new plants now. Everybody else isn't or is being shut down because now they say carbon dioxide is evil. Just like Obama's friends, thousands of major companies, including McDonald's, they don't have to get insurance. Your hamburger shop does. Whataburger here in Texas, it doesn't get a waiver. McDonald's does. The Whataburger is going to go up in price. The McDonald's is going to go down. That's why McDonald's, half the new hires last month were McDonald's. See, in a managed economy, only the Walmarts who have the inside deal with the Chinese communist, only the McDonald's who have the inside deal, only the General Electrics who have the inside deal can operate. It's called crony fascistic capitalism, not free market, the opposite. What did the founder of the Rockefeller family say, John D. Rockefeller? Competition is a sin. Now listen, China calls U.S. culprit in global internet war. Well, of course it is. And here's a CNN article. Hackers gather around the globe to fight climate change. And it's run by NASA, the federal government, Google and Microsoft and Yahoo to attack people that don't agree with the global carbon taxes. Now, you notice all these hack attacks are getting launched right as they try to pass cybersecurity, which admittedly gives Obama the internet kill switch. Right as the UN tries to pass global regulations to shut down free speech that White House regulations are, Cass Sunstein's openly called for the hackers attack. Obama ships guns to Mexico to get your guns. I predicted it. Now they've announced it. You see how they stage everything, folks. Sarkozy seeks global net rules at UN meeting, Wall Street Journal. Okay, now getting back to their global tax. How are they going to fund this? And again, I saw this 10, 12 years ago. It was official that the IMF and World Bank, they're the global private Federal Reserve holding shell corporation. Same group. They said, we're going to tax everything you do, and we're going to run everybody out of business. Post-industrial world is what they call it. Here it is, Reuters. World Bank to suggest CO2 levy on jet and shipping fuel. At the wellhead, total global tax paid to them, Reuters. And you go read the IMF World Bank announcements, they say a global governance run by the Bank of the World that all nations serve. It's been announced over and over again. You try to tell a yuppie that in the street, they laugh because they're into being stylish, and they've been told for decades, kooks talk about world government. Ahead of it being announced, now that it's announced, they're like a deer in the headlights, hesitating, while the very member banks of the IMF and World Bank, Bank of America, Wells, all of them have been caught doing it, taking homes they have no deed to that are paid off that they never had any part of. This is the same group. Okay, grow up. Here is a clip. Here is a clip of Obama's commerce nominee, cap and trade, good for hiding carbon taxes. Hiding. Oh, guess what WikiLeaks just released? What we already had from Judicial Watch 4 years ago in Endgame, my film. That they already set up the North American Union in secret, and the number one agenda was to keep it secret from you. We were merged in 2007 with the European Union. Unbelievable. Let's go ahead and America's been gone a long time. Only by admitting it can America come back. Here they are saying the Obama administration, John Bryson, president's nominee to head up Commerce Department, saying we got to hide our tax as cap and trade. Here it is.
For Project Catalyst, that work said, focusing on the next decade, which is what I said I would focus on, energy efficiency steps, if fully exploited, very hard to do, okay? But if fully exploited, and I believe the model I've suggested can contribute in big ways to actually getting the job done, but if fully exploited, the energy efficiency opportunity would provide about one-third of what project
it's
catalyst.
Okay, folks, stop it right there. It's an 8-minute video. I forgot to cue it up before the show to the part where he says it, but you can actually just go read the quotes and watch the full video at CNF News. We have it linked on InfoWars. Obama's commerce nominee, cap and trade, good for hiding carbon taxes. Greenhouse gas legislation. Either way, tax or with cap and trade, which is more competitive way of getting it done. The advantage politically of sort of hiding the fact that you have a tax, but that's what you're trying to do. And he goes on to say, taxes on energy are unpopular, but that's how we sneak it through. That's how we sneak it through. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., I am live. And we are back, of course, Sundays 4 to 6 p.m., one of my IT folks just brought me the Shoutcast report. For about 4 years, we've been the number one radio show on the internet, according to Shoutcast and Google Analytics. But this is just in from the month of May. We had 24,753,204 substantive tune-ins. So 24,700,000+ people tuned in just over the free audio streams. Getting close to 600,000 a day listening to the free podcast. That's kind of an old design podcast. We need to revamp the way you get delivery of it on the listen page at InfoWars.com. And we're very, very excited about that. It shows how successful the message of liberty is. Look at Ron Paul. You know, 3 years ago, not getting much traction. Now, number two in most of the polls and Republican candidates. Look at Max Kaiser with his shows on BBC, RT, Press TV. getting ready to go to Greece and speak to over 100,000 people. Headline, Greece austerity protest grows. The people learn about the Goldman Sachs swindle. Same group. We have Bank of America gets padlocked after homeowner forecloses on it. By the way, if you want to see those Shoutcast numbers, just go to the top of Shoutcast and click their statistics, number one. Not just in talk radio, period. Music. We're only live 3 hours a day, folks, and beat everything combined. Side issue, sorry. That's why I'm the keynote speaker at Talkers. And again, normally I don't talk about this stuff, but it's a signet, a logo, a sign of liberty rising. Very exciting. But to go over all the financial news here with us is Max Keiser, who's also the inventor of the Hollywood Stock Exchange virtual trading system. He's a virtual specialist technology inventor used on many of the stock exchanges worldwide, MaxKeiser.com. Max, before you go any further, though, your rant that we linked up to Saturday on Infowars.com when you were on International RT, where you have a show but you were a guest, breaking down, and I'd seen this in the news, but billions and billions, they say 7 to 10 billion of Gaddafi's money invested with the big banks, he even got some of the bailout money we now learn, has disappeared. And of course, they said no ground invasion. They said the bombs were love bombs and kinetic. Now we know ground troops are there. So break down where the banksters are right now and what they're up to.
Well, it all goes back to, by the way, thanks for having me on the show. It all goes back to 2004, if you remember, Tony Blair was over in Libya and making nice with Gaddafi and welcoming him back to the world community, and he was going to dismantle his weapons of terror. And at that time, Tony Blair was still the Prime Minister of Britain, but he already had his eye on his post Prime Ministerial job, which was to join the board of directors of J.P. Morgan, which he now is part of J.P. Morgan's. He started that job on the second week after leaving number 10 Downing Street. But back in 2004, when he's in Libya, he's already basically setting the table for these banksters to come in, like Goldman Sachs and Societe Generale, who, incidentally, those two banks got huge bailout money during the 2008 bailout period. So Tony Blair set the table, he set up the deals, and then when he left his job as Prime Minister of Britain,
he went into the revolving door.
He starts to make introductions, and of course Libya has this huge sovereign wealth fund that they accumulated being in the oil business, and Goldman Sachs swoops in there, and they say, yeah, we'll manage part of this business, $1 billion or more of the business, and they managed to blow through 98% of that account by just spinning the sovereign wealth fund, as any of these banksters do when they get a hold of large chunks of money. So they engaged in weapons of mass financial destruction, and they blew $1 billion of that money. Also here in France, Societe Generale, they got a hold of $1 billion. They lost 75-80% of that money, churning and burning, doing trades and engaged, and at the same time getting bailout money from all the
governments
that give them billions, and then they turn around and lose that money. Then they go into Libya and take that money, and they're all feeding themselves these huge bonuses, and so it's all Tony Blair's involved, the bankers are involved, the politics have merged with the banks, and they are this global establishment, this cartel that uses their influence to strong-arm their way into these economies. And I would imagine once they blow up Gaddafi, once they kill him, then, of course, they don't have to worry about any lawsuit. Similarly, remember Saddam Hussein, who started trading his oil in euros, they killed him. They don't like the leader of Iran because he's talking about trading oil in euros. So, of course, he's been targeted for some kind of action by military forces. So if you step out of line, they will come in there and they will assassinate you, or they'll just come in there and start managing your money like they do for pension accounts all over America and Great Britain, losing billions and billions of dollars engaged in all their fraudulent trading, and it's all subsidized by the taxpayer. And anytime they make a mistake, they strong-arm the Congress, as was done in 2008, to give them billions and billions more of bailout money. So it's a mafia cartel. It's global, and Gaddafi is the latest victim.
Now, Max, expanding on that, we have the Senate committee saying clearly Goldman Sachs lied again. crimes have been committed. More subpoenas are going around. The problem is almost the entire Treasury and federal government at the management level are former Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgan or Bank of America or Wells Fargo alumni, Citibank, all of the usual suspects, the private Federal Reserve shareholders. And they've also put their people in over Greece, over Ireland, over Iceland, over Portugal, and everywhere they have their people in. They loot and steal everything. And we did learn in Iceland, of course, you were there a few years before this happened at a bar with them. They were bragging to you that over 90% of the debt was not owed by the people. It was owed by the bankers. And so this is coup d'etat by bankers, world government by bankers. But more and more people are standing up to them. You're about to go to Greece. Tell us about the resistance to these people mounting worldwide.
Well, you see, in Greece, there's a protest today, the biggest so far. I just got news from somebody who was at the protest who said the numbers are closer to 250,000 in Parliament Square, and they are identifying clearly the enemy as the bankers. And the government has been involved in really an unbelievably atrocious act of what many in Greece are now calling treason. When he came to power, going back into 2009, he immediately sold a billion in credit default swaps to his friends in Credit Suisse, Swiss banks, and other cronies in Greece. Within 5 months, when the IMF came in and said, well, we're going to have to start rearranging the furniture here, though that particular trade was worth $27 billion. And so he knowingly put $20 billion or so of profits into the pockets of his cronies. And that's $20 billion, if it were on the books of Greece today, would pay down most of their debt problems. So that is an act of treason by the folks in Greece who I've identified Papandreou, the prime minister, as a treasonous rat that they need to get out of. They're fighting against the Troika. And it just came out today, Alex, that the advisors who are advising the Greek government now on the assets that need to be sold to pay the debt, and the debt, of course, was not originated in Greece. The debt was foisted onto the Greek people from outside, from the global banking cartel. Now, to settle the debt that the people themselves had nothing to do in incurring, Deutsche Bank will get their state gambling monopoly. Credit Suisse will get the state lotteries. The Rothschilds and Barclays will get the road concessions. PricewaterhouseCooper will get the railway. France's BNP and Greece's National Bank are getting the airport concessions. And Lazard are going to get the Greek trust and loan funds. So here you have a who's who of the global banksters. They're carving up the economy in Greece using the debt that was never there to begin with, that they just forced onto the people using inside cronyism with the prime minister involved, clearly, to carve up the country and take those assets, and the country is, in effect, losing its sovereignty. And this is what we're seeing across Europe, and we're going to see it in the UK, in the US, and North Africa, and in the Mideast. This is the model. This is how people are losing their sovereignty. And it's happening in Greece. It is the roadmap. It's the model.
That's right. Max, stay there. Max, we've got to go to break. We're going to come back. And this is on record. I saw a few months ago the head of the Irish Central Bank said, we don't owe this money, but we want the foreign banks to own and run us. Incredible.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
System. I go to court when I have to. What do you mean I can't get to work on time? Got nothing.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I ended up for 30-something seconds talking to Max behind the scenes. Didn't even know I was back on air there because I was busy during the break trying to find the BBC and Irish Times headline where a few months ago the head of Ireland's Central Bank, a former Goldman Sachs guy, said, we want Ireland to be run by foreign banks. Yes, we don't owe this money, but it's good to owe it. So this is too big to fail. Banks that did all this betting And then they get governments to sign on. Then the governments come in and reduce the country's credit rating and say, now you've got to pay us, the people you just bailed out, even more money. Yes, you bail the banks out, then you pay them interest and taxes and carbon taxes. That's in Reuters today. But I did find this one, Irish Times. Ireland's future depends on breaking free from bailout. Remember, Ireland was the shining, wealthy example suddenly of Europe, and then overnight they sign onto the euro, they're imploded, they're in debt to the bankers. Max, you're an expert in this. I mean, how do you describe a fraud this overwhelming to people? The bankers, this inner coterie of six global banks, they engage in mass fraud, and then they have all the government officials as their former alumni openly being paid off by them, and they sign you over. I mean, I saw in Greece where you're about to go, where hundreds of islands worth billions apiece that Greece has are being given in some cases to American hedge fund owners as payment to them for fraud they created. I mean, this is like I rob a bank and I get a gold medal for it. I mean, this is insane, Max.
Well, it's like what we used to do on Wall Street, the leverage buyout or a hostile raid. You use the collateral of the company, or in this case, the country, as the collateral for the loan that you use to take over the company or the country. Then you sell off the component parts and you keep what's left as the profit. So this is, you know, Greece is only a $300 billion country, so it's not even as big as Walmart, one U.S. company.
And that's why they want to implode countries, because then they get to buy them up for pennies on the dollar.
Right, and you mentioned it before. You know, the question is how does this all happen, and why so, you know, has it gotten so out of hand? And you mentioned it earlier when you talked about repeal of Glass-Steagall. That in 97, that was a huge step in the wrong direction. But then in 2000, at the very last few moments of Clinton's administration, you had the introduction of the Commodity Futures Modernization Act. And this allowed banks and fund managers to go from that, let's say, 10-to-1 ratio that you were talking about earlier to 30, 40, 50, 60-to-1 ratio. And so they were able to borrow. In the case of Greece, for example, it's a $300 billion economy, but the bets that are being made against Greece equate to $3 to $4 trillion in derivatives and credit default swaps. And there's no end to the negative bets that can be created, because you just create them at the flick of a switch from nothing. They're just produced electronically. So no matter what the Greek people do to say that they're going to pay off whatever debts that they never incurred to begin with, Wall Street will just create 10 times more of that in a negative bet and saying, oh, well, it doesn't really matter because, in fact, you owe us 10 times more. And then Moody's and S&P and Fitch, the so-called neutral credit rating agencies, who are also in on this, basically, cartel, this mafia, they are constantly downgrading the bonds of Greece. And, of course, this is making it impossible for them to get out from under this mafia control. So, yes, that is correct. They want to be able to buy islands. They want the airport. They want the lottery. They want the transportation. They want the infrastructure. They don't want to pay more than a penny on the dollar for it. And it's a hostile raid coordinated by the government. George Papandreou, the prime minister, is involved in this. He's committing an act of tyranny, as described by the people there in Greece, as well as these funds. And John, Lloyd Blankfein, CEO of Goldman Sachs, was in Greece just 2 years ago with John Paulson, who's one of the biggest hedge fund managers in the world. They had a meeting across from the Acropolis discussing at that time, and this has been recorded, how they would carve up the destruction of the country. And John Paulson started making these incredible bets against Greece, just like he made those incredible bets against American housing, making those subprime bets that made him over $1 billion in profits in 1 year, betting against American
housing.
That's
right, because they...
Using inside information that was passed to him from Goldman Sachs. That's why Lloyd Blankfein, the CEO, is facing possible perjury charges in front of Congress and the Department of Justice, because he's lied about his relationship with the fund managers in passing inside information. And on that note, let me just make a quick observation here. It's come out recently that senators and congressmen in Washington, this is really incredible, Alex, they are exempt from any insider trading law. You can look this up on Google. If you're a Washington senator or a congressman or a staff member, you can trade on inside information completely outside of any law that's supposed to prohibit that. You are exempt from any of those laws. So the people who manage money in those circles, they're constantly making 10-20% more than the market, because they're saying they're such astute money managers. But there's a direct pipeline.
No, that's why people get into Congress. That's why billionaires will pay $100 million to get into Congress, because they can make another billion out of it. But let's stop there and explain something to people. The Democrats are saying, give us more government, go into more debt, because they're bought and paid for by the big mega banks. The Republicans are saying, slash everything with austerity, but not so we can get out of debt. No amount of slashing, and I've seen the numbers, would get anywhere near getting us out of debt. It's designed. So folks need to understand that these Republicans saying austerity, privatization. Austerity and privatization means being gang raped by the offshore banks who control both parties and the leadership. There's the headline, insider trading rules that don't apply to Congress. We've got the Wall Street Journal and others. And Forbes, that's Forbes on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, in case you're a new listener or watching on PrisonPlanet.tv and think Max is making this stuff up. On screen, Forbes, right there in your face, and that's from June 1st, just a few days ago. So this is the criminal takeover. It's why they're so arrogant. It's why they're setting up the police state here domestically, because they don't want you to take your government back and prosecute them. So understand, you could cut everything. You could get rid of all entitlements. You're talking about less than a couple trillion a year max. They have created 1.5 quadrillion in derivatives. They've had their criminal agents and government worldwide. They put their people in everywhere, sign on to the debt. They tell you it's your debt, and now you have to give them all your infrastructure, raise your taxes, cut your Social Security, take your private pension funds, take the veterans' pension funds. It's all happening debt bondage. In closing, Max Keiser, what do you make of the good news, though, with the robo-signing suits and all the rest of it, and Bank of America, CBS News, having one of their branch banks seized? The deputies threatened to take the money out of the cash register, out of the bank till, to pay the family that had their home, that they never had a mortgage with Bank of America. They never had a mortgage. They paid cash. And Bank of America knew this, but still, all over the country and the world, banks are taking houses that they don't even own. I mean, this shows that the facade of these crooks in suits is imploding.
Well, there's another big side to that story. The side that you described, and I've been listening to the show and you've been talking about it, the fact that the banks have illegally been foreclosing on folks, and that's after they illegally induced them to take on mortgages outside of the law to begin with. But there's another big side to the story, is that once they made these illegal mortgage loans, they packaged them and sold them to foreign investors and foreign banks as a securitized loan. And now the banks at these foreign banks are saying, wait a minute, you sold us a $20, $30, $50 billion package of securitized loans, but we know, reading the papers in the U.S., that those loan documents don't exist. So these securities that you sold us are invalid, and now they're trying to push those back to the U.S. government. And the U.S. government, as you also reported, are buying 98% of their own treasury bills, and they're buying some astronomical sum of their own treasury paper.
Wait, I thought it was 75.
Don't want to buy U.S. paper.
I thought it was 75, Max. You're saying 98%?
Well, the number that you quoted earlier on the T-bill market was over 90% on the T-bill market, which is the very liquid paper that they're not buying anymore. That's not the 10-year.
But the issue here is they're selling mortgages in these packages when they never even own the house. This isn't just they're selling bad loans. Why shouldn't they, though? If they're going to engage in all these crimes, Max, why not go all the way?
Well, this is why you talked about austerity measures. In the United States, the poison on offer is not austerity. The poison on offer is inflation. And that's why in the U.S., the problem is the food and energy prices are skyrocketing, because to pay for all the malfeasance, the government is creating more and more and more money, the things that Ron Paul talks about all the time. So the average American is having their food and energy prices go up in value.
Absolutely,
Max. While at the same time, the house prices are falling in value.
You're right. We're out of time, Max. MaxKeiser.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. See you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. We'll have Max back later in the week if he can on the inflation bomb. That's how they're robbing you. They're crooks. Wake up.